The state of Wisconsin is now officially done with its presidential recount. The recount requested by Green Party candidate Jill Stein gave President-elect Donald Trump a net gain of 131 votes. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, state election officials still disagree over the merit of the recount.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission certified the results one day earlier than originally planned. Nearly 3 million Wisconsin residents cast votes in November's election, and the state's 72 counties had just 2 weeks to retally the ballots. Mark Thompson is chair of the State Elections Commission. He says the recount basically served as an audit of the state's voting system, with the private party paying.
The margin difference is so de minimis. That's what we offer in Wisconsin: fair, efficient, and honest elections.
When Green Party candidate Jill Stein requested the recount, she mentioned concerns about possible hacking, but Wisconsin election officials say they did not find any such cases. Thompson says as far as complaints go about having to conduct an audit on behalf of a candidate who received only about 1% of the vote, he doesn't see a problem.
If you're going to pay to do an audit of our public system, let them pay.
Yet Election Commissioner Don Millis says the recount was a waste of resources.
I think it's unfortunate that it really didn't have to happen. My personal view is that this is really a part of a scam pact that allowed Jill Stein and the Green Party to raise more money at the expense of our volunteers and clerks at the local and county level.
Stein was required to pay $3.5 million for the recounts up front. Counties must submit their actual costs by the end of the month, and if their estimates were too high, they'll have to refund the money to the Stein campaign by January 12th. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.